This is the Turf Zone Podcast, your central information and news hub, bringing together professionals from turf associations across multiple states to share things to help you and your business. Brought to you in partnership with our friends at the Arkansas Turfgrass Association. Now, let's get in the zone.
Welcome to the Turf Zone. In this episode, we feature an article titled, Winter is Coming, Protect Your Putting Greens, written by Thomas Walton and Mike Richardson, PhD of the University of Arkansas. Widespread record low temperatures were experienced throughout much of Arkansas and the surrounding region in the late winter of 2021. At the Drake Field Weather Station, just south of Fayetteville, negative 20 degrees Fahrenheit was recorded on the morning of February 16, 2021. However, it was not just the extreme temperatures that caused many warm season turfgrass managers to lose sleep, but it was the sustained amount of time temperatures remained below freezing. For a 10-day period from February 9th through the 19th, the air temperature did not exceed 32 degrees Fahrenheit. Sounds like a pretty good recipe for winter kill. One small silver lining during the cold February was a small blanket of snow during the middle of the cold stretch, a total of about 7 inches from February 14th to 17th, correlating with the record low temperatures. Unfortunately, significant winter kill was reported throughout Arkansas and the surrounding region, particularly in Oklahoma and Texas. Many golf courses in North Texas with ultras or Bermuda grass putting greens do not own protective covers, because winter kill has historically not been a concern, were hit the hardest. Numerous golf courses required complete reestablishment of putting greens and large acreage of fairways, tees, and collars. Southern Hills Country Club in Tulsa, host of the Senior PGA Championship in the spring, had to quickly resod more than 4 acres of shortcut Bermuda grass in preparation for the tournament, with most damage occurring on north-facing slopes. We've been conducting field trials at the University of Arkansas over the past 2 winters with the goal of improving management strategies used to protect ultra dwarf Bermuda grass putting greens. The use of protective covers has been a tried and true strategy to prevent winter kill, and covers are often deployed when the temperatures begin to reach the low to mid 20s. A recent field trial conducted at the University of Arkansas determined that greens could be covered when there are predicted low temperatures of 15 degrees Fahrenheit with no reduction in winter survival. Unfortunately, golf courses in the region can still experience winter kill underneath protective covers. A frequent observation of winter kill underneath covers is a rippling pattern of healthy grass and enhanced survival in the thick stitched seams. These observations suggest that the air underneath the cover is providing additional insulation, think double pane windows. Therefore, the goal of this trial was to investigate a few potential materials to create an air gap by placing the materials on the putting green and pulling the covers over the top. A similar trial was conducted in Canada in 1999 on annual bluegrass putting greens, although an impermeable cover was used rather than the typical permeable covers used to protect Bermuda grass putting greens. Air gap treatments consisting of straw, curled wood shavings, and 2 inches of air space around a wood frame were tested and provided warmer minimum soil temperatures and less temperature variation than covers alone. Although the use of an air gap sounds promising, air gaps have not demonstrated protection against winter kill of ultra dwarf Bermuda grass putting greens during an adverse winter or enhanced spring green up. So it is important to test potential materials to determine if air gaps are worth the investment. This field trial was conducted on our ultra dwarf Bermuda grass putting green during the winters of 2019 through 2020 and 2020 through 2021. The putting green includes the 3 most popular ultra dwarf cultivars of Tiff Eagle, Mini Verde, and Champion. 3 different air gap materials were assessed, including a straw material, synthetic batting, and drainage pipe, which were compared to a cover alone and uncovered control. The cost and physical properties of each treatment are described in Table 1 in our show notes. Soil temperature was continuously monitored at a 1-inch depth, and spring greenup was assessed visually and using a digital image analysis to determine the percentage of green coverage throughout the spring. In order to keep the trial relevant to golf course superintendents, the putting green was managed with the typical cultural practices found on golf courses throughout the region and was covered when the predicted low temperature was expected to drop below negative 20 degrees Fahrenheit. Covers were removed when the temperature was predicted to be above 50 degrees Fahrenheit to simulate a golf course being open for play for golfers. The winter of 2019 through 2020 was relatively mild and no winter kill was observed, but the winter of 2020 through 2021 provided a good test of these products. As mentioned previously, February was a very cold month in Fayetteville, and corresponding 1-inch soil temperatures of each treatment are shown in Figure 1. The soil temperature in the uncovered controls fell to an average temperature of 19 degrees Fahrenheit. One method of determining cold hardiness of different grasses is laboratory testing, which determines the temperature at which more than 50% of the grass is killed by the low temperatures. For ultra-dwarf Bermuda grasses, this ranges between 19 and 23 degrees Fahrenheit. For superintendents with built-in soil temperature sensors, these temperatures can give you an idea about when to be concerned about winter kill and further explain our observations this past spring. Widespread winter kill was observed on all the uncovered controls, regardless of cultivar. At times, the straw and batting material provided significantly warmer soil temperatures than the cover alone, however, did not provide any enhancement in spring greenup. If you take a closer look at Figure 1 in our show notes, you can see that during our coldest stretch of the year, the cover alone was performing very similarly to all the air gap treatments and even outperformed the cover plus pipe treatment. All cover treatments maintain temperatures around 30 degrees Fahrenheit, safely out of the range of the soil temperature values previously discussed. At this time, we do not recommend the widespread use of air gaps on ultra dwarf Bermuda grass because of the high purchasing cost, labor required for installation, and annual degradation of materials such as straw. If you have ample pine needle stock piled from pine trees, you might avoid the upfront purchasing cost. However, it requires much more labor to apply and remove pine straw than the materials we tested. Based on our results, we are not currently recommending widespread use of air gaps, but that's not to say we don't see the potential value of an air gap. Shaded portions of putting greens, north-facing slopes, and areas exposed to the wind could benefit from the use of air gaps. One interesting observation made during this trial was that we did see a soil temperature enhancement, which correlated with the snowfall we experienced. The lowest soil temperature for all treatments occurred on February 14th. However, the air temperature continued to drop, and record low temperatures were experienced 2 days later on February 16th. This suggests that the snow did provide some insulation and produced a natural air gap and likely prevented more widespread winter kill in areas which were not protected by covers, such as fairways and tees. Virginia Tech University has conducted a similar study and had positive results with the use of double covers, so be sure not to throw out your old covers when it comes time to replace them, as these could prove to be valuable tools for problem greens. For all images, tables, and resources associated with this article, check out our show notes. And don't miss an episode of Arkansas Turfgrass. You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also visit us at theturfzone.com.
You've been listening to The Turf Zone. For more episodes of The Turf Zone, visit theturfzone.com and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app.